This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of TR Publications, and today I'm with Milorad Mitrovic of Mito. Milorad, thank you for talking to me today.
Good morning, Doug. Nice to be here.
We're going to be talking about Mito, and we're going to be talking about a very exciting topic, the growing use of SMS for businesses to communicate with customers and with vendors and with the outside world, and the growing need for it. In fact, we're going to be talking about a benchmark report that Mito actually recently discussed and offered. First, Milorad, what is Mito?
So thanks for giving me a chance to speak. Mito is a global communication platform as a service provider, and we've been around from 2013. Our main focus was basically the wholesale industry, which has grown and expanded into direct to enterprise omni-channel solution provider. So we've expanded our offering. We have a bunch of new products that we've launched recently as well, and we're constantly expanding the services for our enterprise customers.
And, you know, it seems to me that you guys are creating products that are in great need. Maybe in some cases, if the customer doesn't know it, in terms of modernizing how they're talking and discussing things with the outside world. So apparently you guys recently offered a benchmark report on this issue. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So what's interesting about this customer engagement survey that we did is, first of all, we've been seeing huge expansion and traction of our marketing use cases and enterprises using our platform to deliver engaging content to their customers. So we went off and we marketed and asked, surveyed 200 top marketers from the US about their usage of various, let's say, marketing communication channels. And what's interesting is that 68% of the companies that we surveyed replied, 80% of the companies that we talked to replied that SMS is the most effective way of communicating marketing messages to their users. So that was quite interesting, and it goes in line with exactly what we're seeing with our customer base and the growth in the, let's say, traffic that we see.
You know, I imagine if we talk about that report for just a second, if you get to 80%, that means it's not just a single generation that's has changed or is using a different method of wanting to communicate. That includes a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, the SMS communication channel has been around for a long time. And, you know, even though people talk about it disappearing, I've been in the industry for, 12 years now. And, you know, people keep talking, SMS is dying out. But then you do a survey like this and you're like, holy smokes, it keeps growing. And it is the most effective. So it's quite cool to hear.
Now, it's interesting that you should say that, you know, from the perspective of a company that's in this market, that, you know, people keep on saying it's going to be replaced and so on. And yet at the other end of the spectrum, you know, in everyday use or everyday contact with different businesses, clearly SMS is not even offered in many cases.
True. But another interesting stat that we got from this, let's say, survey is that 68% of the companies that saw revenue growth, so these are growing companies, 68% of those that were generating revenue growth actually used SMS to deliver ads for brand awareness. So it kind of, you know, the successful companies that are seeing growth are relying on this communication channel.
That's an interesting statement of fact. So with that in mind, how have you at Mito been meeting those needs?
Well, like I said in the short intro, we started off being the wholesale supplier for the big players that were eventually delivering the messages for the enterprises. And in the past, let's say, 3 years, we've gone directly to the enterprises ourselves. The main differentiator that sets us apart from everybody is our AI-powered, artificial intelligence-powered platform, which relies on ensuring that the messages are delivered to the right person at the right time as quick as possible. And the other component that plays an area in this whole artificial intelligence is it has to make business sense, so or financial sense. So what we're offering is the best service at the price point that makes sense for the enterprise.
Well, let's talk about a couple of new products that you've come out with recently.
Yeah, for sure. So we've, a lot has been happening in the last few years, but one of the things that most recently launched is what we call Conversations. And it is a cool little tool which enables enterprises or businesses to communicate with their end users via numerous channels, whether it be via text messaging, SMS, whether it's via WhatsApp, Viber, Line, any one of those OTT apps, or even a chatbot. So basically, it's a web-based application that an enterprise can actually put inside their customer support team, and then the customer support team can basically use the channel that the end user prefers. Let's say the customer experience is optimal, right? Because you're giving the customer, you're not forcing the customer to use one channel or the other. You're giving them an option to choose the channel that, you know, that they prefer.
So, for example, they can use a WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, SMS, and so on?
Exactly. And you know, since we are global and there are tons of companies out there that work in different regions and territories, we all know that, you know, WhatsApp is big in the US, but Viber is big in Eastern Europe, and WeChat and Line are big in Asia. So, you know, you want to give all your customers an equal opportunity to use what they prefer.
And, you know, it just occurred to me that also when travel comes back, that's really important too, because you can talk to customers wherever they are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all, everything that's happening right now is a low touch, right? So we're seeing a huge growth because of COVID, right? Before, people used to go into various stores and ask questions. Now everything is moving to this, these various channels, communication channels that are no touch channels.
So that is Conversations, and I also understand you came out with a Google-related product.
Yeah, so we've been working directly with Google for quite a long time, and one of the recent solutions that we launched in partnership with Google is Google Business Messaging, and this is it's very similar to what we mentioned earlier regarding Conversations, but it basically enables enterprises to communicate and talk to their customers via a specialized Google channel. And this is in addition to the existing partnership we have for verified SMS, which is another, let's say, Google-powered solution that we launched last year.
Now, can you buy these solutions one by one, or do you have to buy an overall package?
Everything is customizable, right? So we don't force people to buy things they don't need. We enable our customers to choose what makes sense for them and to buy as much as they need and consume it when they want to consume it. We're here. We have a whole army of people ready to support the enterprises and to help them create the optimal solution for their needs.
Now, I understand you, in addition to the two new products, have a number of existing products that you talked about just a little bit before on voice, mm-hmm. RCS, and so on.
Yeah, definitely. So our core business is based off of APIs, right? So anybody can use our services via an API to deliver a message or an OTT message using WhatsApp, Viber, et cetera, or a voice call. Some enterprises or many enterprises are very sophisticated and they can use these services. But then there's a whole range of smaller enterprises that don't really have the resources to integrate APIs. So what we're basically doing is creating various solutions. For example, we have what we call a campaign manager tool, which is a web-based user interface, which enables just a mom and pop shop to come into our site, upload a database or an Excel of phone numbers, and then they can communicate to those customers of theirs through this platform. It's a no-code solution. It's very easy to use, and you know they could be up and running very quickly. So that's one of the major things that we have. And in addition to that, we're constantly expanding that, right? So we're enabling people to basically use other channels. So it's not just SMS. They can use the same portal to deliver a LINE message or a WeChat or a WhatsApp message.
Now, I notice you've mentioned the enterprise a number of times. Who are your customers?
We have customers from the biggest app and social network in the world. We have both of them. And then we have the little guys. We have small shops that are sending a few thousand messages a week to their customers, right? So it's a big variation and a variety. But I have to admit, majority of our revenue is currently coming from the big global players, which is why we're launching these various services aimed at the, let's say, mid-market and SMB customers, so that we can, let's say, spread the revenue channels or where they come from, so that we can have the whole share, basically, from the big boys to the little ones.
Now, do your products scale? In other words, is it the same experience whether you're a small company or a larger company?
For now, it is. But we are building out different experiences for different ranges of customers, right? So we're in the process of developing like a self-service experience. And this is something very, very interesting. And this will be a totally different experience than what like a large enterprise will get. A large enterprise will have, you know, a sales engineer, we'll have a dedicated routing manager, we'll have like dedicated support and et cetera, because their needs are different than a small player who just wants to swipe their credit card and start sending a bunch of messages. So we're definitely changing this, but as you can imagine, it's not an easy task, right? It takes time.
Sort of technical question, you know, with the migration of so many people, I'm thinking now of the contact center, which is now really a remote kind of contact center in almost all cases. Was there any issues with, you know, taking these services remote?
Not really. No, we didn't have any issues. But, you know, if you look at the contact center world, there's a lot of players in there, right? So we personally will not go directly at the contact center play. But we are the guys, this is where our advantage comes in, where we have the wholesale division as well. So in our wholesale division, we'll be powering some of that, let's say, messaging needs for these call centers in the background. But we don't want to directly compete with them because it's too crowded.
I'm awfully glad you brought up that issue. I was sort of wondering whether there was an opportunity here for the channel.
Oh, tons of opportunity there, and we have tons of business there already. Like I said, we came from the whole wholesale section of the business, and we power some of the biggest players in the call center industry and some of the biggest players in the CPaaS industry. But we're also playing direct to the enterprise play as well.
So the people you talk to are CPaaS channel, and you do talk direct to the customer?
Yes.
And it sounds like there's room for everybody.
Not only is there room, it keeps growing. It just, I don't know where the heck all this stuff comes from, but it's constant growth. I'm happy with it. I mean, well, of course, it's good to be in an industry, especially in the time of COVID and all this global chaos, to be working in an industry that is seeing growth. There isn't many industries that are experiencing growth right now.
You know, you're the vice president of global enterprise sales, and I have to say, in many cases, when I interview someone and their title is global, you know, the often the product or the services offered are not truly global. But it sounds like really you guys do have, in fact, global products that work with globally with wherever the user and the final end user are.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially in our core business, we must have global coverage, right? We can deliver a message to any phone in the world without any issues. And that's amazing. What we're seeing is a lot of regulations starting to kick in. So, you know, there's Russia has their own, let's say, GDPR version, right? You have in Europe GDPR. America has their own, and California is bringing in their own rules, right? So it's, let's say, it's creating a bit of a complex situation because we have to be experts on a global level. But I think we're handling it quite well. I mean, we have experts in every region of the world and in every country that is affected. We very quickly and easily adapt to the regulations of that country. And then we pass that knowledge to our enterprise customers very effectively. So, I mean, when they come to us, they can be pretty confident that, you know, they will be compliant on a global level.
Can you tell me any more about your company?
I don't even know where to start. It started off from, you know, basically a couple of friends who've been in the industry for a long time, in the SMS space for a long time. They knew what the challenges were. And what they set out to do is build a platform that would change the industry. And in a short time frame, I can't really talk about the figures, but we're looking at, you know, triple digit millions coming in from the biggest companies in the world. So, the leadership is awesome in the way that they're investing in all these new solutions, and we're growing with the whole business, or with the whole global change, right? With COVID, we have to adapt, and we're rolling out new solutions extremely quickly.
You know, and I think that it's interesting also to say, and we come all the way back to your survey, and talking about customer interaction, you're enabling companies to meet their customers in the way their customers want to be met.
Exactly. And that's always been our goal. And that's what set us apart in the core business, because the platform that we developed and the AI technology behind it is what enabled us to grow. Like I said, I'll reiterate that once again, is like, we can give the customer exactly what they need at the price point that they need it. And we can do that and customize that for every single customer, whether it's a small customer or one of the big players, a global customer. And not everybody, not many others can do this in the industry. You know, that we have a lot of competition. But if you go to them, they give you the same solution to all their customers. They can't go and customize the details for each of their customers. And this has been a big, big game changer for us.
So Milo, I want to thank you for joining us today and talking about this really interesting topic. I think, you know, the way that you guys are customizing solutions and allowing companies to meet up with the customers and vendors and other people they need to talk to in this manner is really interesting. Where can we learn more?
First of all, thanks, Doug, for, you know, giving me a chance to speak out here. To learn more about Mito, obviously, the first place is to go to our website, mito.ch. You can download the customer engagement survey that we've done with the top marketers from the U.S. You can also learn more about our conversations tool, as well as the Google Business Messaging and all the other services that we can provide. So the website is the best.
Well, Milo, again, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm sure we're going to be doing this soon again because you guys seem to be coming out with a lot of new ideas and great inventions. But for now, thanks very much.
Thanks, Doug. Stay well and stay safe.
You too.